Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q1 and FY27 post-results earnings conference call of Nuvoco Recyclers Limited, hosted by Adfactors PR. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rishabh Shah from Adfactors PR. Thank you, and over to you, Rishabh.
Thank you. A very good evening to everyone and warm welcome to Q1 FY27 earnings call of Nuvoco Recyclers Limited. From the management, we have with us Mr. Rajesh Gupta, Chairman and Managing Director. Before we begin the earnings call, I would like to mention that some of the statements made during today's call may be forward-looking in nature, and hence it may involve risks and uncertainties, including those related to the future financials and operating performance of the company. Please bear with us if there is any call drops during the course of the conference call. We would ensure that the call is reconnected at the earliest. I now hand over the call to Mr. Rajesh Gupta, Chairman and Managing Director, for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rishabh. Good evening, everyone, and a very warm welcome to all our investors, analysts, and shareholders joining us today for Nuvoco Recyclers Limited's first earnings conference call as a listed company. Our Q1 financial year 27 financial results and press release have already been uploaded on the stock exchanges and on our website, and I hope you have had a chance to go through them. Before I move to our business and financial performance, I want to briefly address a question that may be on many of your minds given the current geopolitical environment globally. I would like to assure you that this has not had a material impact on our operations. The reason is simple: we do not depend on any single country of origin for our raw material. We source our scrap metal from multiple geographies and United States, Europe, Middle East, Far East Asia, and Australia, New Zealand, which give us the flexibility to reroute our sourcing. If any one region faces disruption, this diversified multi-geography sourcing model has been and continues to be one of the core strengths of our businesses. Let me now take a few minutes to explain our business in very simple terms, particularly for those of you who are getting to know about Nuvoco Recyclers for the first time. We are in the business of recycling of non-ferrous metal scrap. In simple words, instead of mining new metal from the ground, we import scrap metal, used or discarded metal scrap from developing markets such as Europe, U.S., Middle East, Far East Asia, Australia, New Zealand, and other more countries, and convert it into usable good quality metal that Indian manufacturers can use directly. This is a more sustainable and often more cost-effective, efficient way of producing metal, and it sits at the heart of India's transition towards a circular economy. Every year, we import approximately 8,000-10,000 tons of scrap metal spread across three metal scrap, around 4,000 tons of stainless steel, 3,000 tons of zinc die-cast scrap, and 2,000-3,000 tons of aluminum scrap. Once the scrap leaves the origin country, it typically takes about one to two months to reach our facility in India. Once it reaches us, we process it and add value through sorting, cleaning, smelting, melting, alloying, and machining, and converting into ingots, extrusions, products, and other finished form before selling it onwards to end consumers across the automotive, solar, electrical, and industrial sector. To build a more complete business around this core activity, we have put together a group structure and with multiple subsidiaries, internal integrations. This let us capture a large share of the value chain rather than remaining only a scrap trading and processing business. We have three major operating subsidiaries. The first one is the metal Frank Metal Recyclers Limited. The second one is Nupur Extrusions Private Limited. And the third one is Tycot Autotech Private Limited. On a consolidated basis, after making adjustments of subsidies transactions, total revenue of approximately 83.03 crores during the quarter with the identified breakup as under. NL at approximately rupees 40.68 crores, Frank Metal Recycling at approximately 49.19 crores, Nupur Extrusion at approximately 9.75 crores, Tycot Autotech at approximately 12.52 crores, and other at approximately rupees 93 lakh. Let me take you through each of these subsidiaries briefly, along with their expansion plans. Frank Metal Recyclers Limited has recently entered the aluminium extrusion business, taking aluminium and shaping it into long profile and section used in construction, moivant shuttering, furnitures, door windows, and other industrial applications. Using extrusion machinery, we have already invested in Frank Metals plans for the capacity expansion here, with the objective of building a scalable aluminium extrusion business over the 1800 metric ton per annum capacity against total production capacity of 2400 metric ton per annum. Getting so solar plant manufacturing and OEM's original equipment manufacturer, customers both segments seeing strong secular demand in India today. Tycot Autotech Private Limited is our forward integration into auto components manufacturing. We hold 51% stake acquired at an enterprise value of approximately rupees 24 crores. That Tycot supplies reputed customers including Tata Motors Pune, Tata Motors Jamshedpur, Tata Motors Rudrapur, Multitech Auto Jamshedpur, Sundaram Fastener and Interpump Hydraulics, Havells and other more OEMs are coming to join. This let us convert some of our recycled value-added metal currently into finished components rather than only selling processed metal, and we continue investing in additional plant and machinery to scale the business. One important feature of our model, broadly about 70% of our value-added products are sold directly to third-party customers in open market, while the remaining 30% flow to our own subsidiary for further processing. This internal integration gives us better control over quality, pricing, and realization across the value chain than a purely standalone trading or processing business would have. Let me now spend a couple of minutes on our manufacturing footprint. Our core processing operations are based at the following location. If I am talking about the Nupur Recyclers Limited, it's a Mandoli plant. So product wise, we are manufacturing zinc ingot 600 metric tons per annum. Capacity utilizes 500 metric tons per annum. It's about 83.33%. Our new facility in Sapla, it's coming and it's in the construction phase. We will produce zinc ingot, aluminium ingots in it, with 200 metric ton per month under construction, new facility at Saampla, NRL. Again, we are coming with a world-class facility of LFP battery, and we recycle 6,000 per metric ton per annum. It's in a construction phase. If I talk about the Frank Metal Recycling, is it in facility in Palwal, Haryana. We are producing zinc ingot, 2,500 metric ton per annum. Capacity is the same, 2,500 metric ton per annum is utilized by 100%. Frank Metal Aluminum Ingots, 1,200 metric ton per annum. Capacity is also same, it's utilized by 100%. Frank Metal Aluminum Billet, installed capacity is 1,000 tons, and we are still producing 300 tons per annum. Its capacity is 1,000 tons per month, and we are producing 300 metric tons per month. It's running at 30%. Frank Metal Extrusion capacity is 2,000 metric tons per annum, and we are still using 2,000 metric tons per annum with 100% capacity. We have another facility at Panthnagar, Rudrapur. It's a Tricoat Autotech Private Limited. We're producing OEM auto components. 2,500 metric tons per annum is the installed capacity. If I say to use EDC 12 in it, we are running at 48%. It's 1,200 metric tons per month, per annum. So we have another facility, Nupur Extrusion in Saampla, Haryana. It's a aluminum extrusion we are producing here. 2,400 tons per annum is its installed capacity, and still we are using 1,800 tons per annum. It's running at 75% right now. Let me now come to what we believe in is the next big leg of growth for Nupur Recyclers. Before the specific word on why we are excited about this opportunity. India's lithium-ion battery recycling industry is still at an early stage, but expected to grow rapidly as electric vehicle adoption scale up. Industry estimates suggest recyclable battery volumes in India could rise to approximately 128 gigawatt hours by 2030, with EVs accounting for close to half, could rise to approximate half of this. Against that, India's current organized recycling capacity is estimated at only around 60,000 to 70,000 tons a year. So the industry needs to scale up several times over in the next few years. This is further supported by the battery waste management rules, which mandate extended producer responsibility and minimum material recovery targets. By the customs duty exemptions on lithium-ion battery scrap announced in the Union Budget. In short, we see a meaningful demand-supply gap and a significant multi-year opportunity for recyclers with our right technology and extrusion capability. It is against this backdrop that we are setting up a new facility in Saampla, Haryana, with 6,000 tons LFP battery recycling, lithium iron phosphate battery recycling plant, spread across 5 acres, expected to become operational over next 2 to 3 months. Through this facility, we will extract lithium, iron phosphate, graphite, copper, aluminum, and a small part of copper sulfate from used LFP batteries, valuable materials that can be sold back into the market or reused in battery and industrial manufacturing other products. This is a natural extension of our existing recycling expertise and, importantly, is expected to be a meaningfully higher margin business than our existing product mix. We will share more on capacity ramp-up investment and expected contribution closer to commissioning. Let me now turn to our financial performance for the quarter. Before I get into the numbers, I want to reiterate a point that we believe in is central to the Nupur story. We are almost debt-free company at our core, and we intend to fund our ongoing expansion plans, including the sampler facility, the frank metal, aluminum extrusion investment, and the upcoming LFP plant largely through internal accruals. Other than relying on external borrowings, we believe this gives us both financial stability and flexibility as we pursue our next phase of growth. Coming to the numbers, on a consolidated basis, our total revenue for Q1 financial 27 stood at approximately rupees 83.03 crores compared to rupees 53.03 crores in Q1 financial 26. A growth of approximately 56.6% year-on-year and a growth of approximately 37.3% over rupees 60.07 crores in Q4 financial year 26. This growth has largely been driven by higher volumes in our core scrap processing and trading business, better realization, and a steady ramp-up in contribution from frank metals and our Nupur extrusion, as well as of Tycot Autotech facility. Our EBITDA for the quarter came in at approximately ₹12.86 crores, compared to ₹6.08 crores in Q1 financial year 26 and ₹6.83 crores in Q4 financial year 26, a growth of about 111% year-on-year and about 88% sequentially. This translates into an EBITDA margin of ₹15.48 for the quarter, compared to 11.46% in Q1 financial year 26 and 11.29% in Q4 financial year 26. This improvement has largely come from three factors. First, bed capacity utilization, particularly at our frank metal facility. Second, a richer product mix with a growing share of higher value-added products such as extrusion, rather than plain scrap trading. And third, continued cost discipline across our sourcing and processing operations. A word on why we believe this margin improvement is sustainable, not a one-off. As our value-added verticals, extrusion today, and the LFP business going forward become a larger part of our revenue mix, blended margin should structurally improve since these products earn meaningfully better realization than plain scrap trading. Being largely debt-free also means we do not carry a heavy finance cost burden. And as our new facility scales towards full utilization, we expect to benefit from operating leverage as well. Taken together, we see this as a structural shift, not regular pricing in one particular quarter. Profit after tax, PAT for the quarter stood at approximately ₹7.39 crores compared to ₹4.04 crores in Q1 financial year 26 and ₹3.35 crores in Q4 financial year 26, a growth of approximately 82.6% year-on-year and 120.6% subsequently. Our PAT margin for the quarter came at 8.9% compared to 7.63% a year ago. I also want to touch upon other income, which stood at approximately rupees 3.69 crores on a consolidated basis for the quarter compared to rupees 2.05 crores in Q1 financial year 26. With that, thank you once again for your time today, for your continued confidence in Nukul Cycles. I will now hand the call back to the moderator to open the floor for your questions.
Thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Prisha Shah with Shah Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good evening. So, sir, I have a couple of questions, you know, starting with the expansion and the capital raised for the same. So, how are you right now prioritizing the allocation across the capacity expansion, working capital, the LFP recycling that you mentioned, and also the downstream integration? Could you please, you know, help us provide some color?
Can you ask one by one of your question, because in your one question there is a lot of questions inside. So if you
okay.
You please one by one, so for me it's very easy to listen you and reply on the same.
Okay, no problem, sir. So my first question was on the capital base for expansion. So, you know, I just wanted to know ke haap isko kaise allocate kar rahe ho jo aapne capital raise kiya hai between the capital expansion, working capital.
So we have the enough capital in our books from our internal accruals from the so many years what we are earning. So we deploy the same for our expansion, for land acquisition, for for the machinery and other things. And the allocation, your next question was this, how you can allocate these funds. So whenever the required any company or subsidiary, Nukul Recycler put the money on its shareholding and we explore more for the machinery, spending on machinery as well as working capital.
Okay, sir. Understood. So, my next question is, you know, in over the next 3 to 5 years, how do you see growth being distributed, in value-added products, growth kaisa hai, capacity expansion, how is it?
So we have still three subsidiaries. One is the Frank Metal, one is the Nupur Extrusion, and the third one is the Tycord Autotech. So every company is running about 30 to 40% of the installed capacity. Right. So we as a promoter decision, we are looking. If there is any required, we can go through it.
Okay, sir. Understood. Sir, just one more question. So, as Nupur expands across the recycling and the downstream processing which you have, so after this, how do you see the business mix margin profile in the next 3 to 4 years?
So margin is the same. See, for the trading business, we are doing business on a margin of 2 to 3%. if we go for the forward integration, smelting and others, again 2 to 3%, and if we go for the machinery and for the OEM business, again 2 to 3%. So mostly our business is about from 7 to 10% of the margin.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. That was really helpful.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The next question comes from the line of Bhavya Agarwal with Share India. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. Sir, I have a couple of questions. My first question being, sir, Nupur extrusion ki sir current capacity or utilization kitni hai aur agle 2-3 saal mein capacity expansion ko lekar management ka kya plan hai?
So Nupur extrusion sir is jo ye plant hai is it in Sampla, Haryana with a 2 acres of land and about 40,000 of square feet area is covered. So here we are running a 5-inch press right now with a capacity of 200 tons per month of extrusion we are producing. We already ordered one more Chinese automatic machine is for 4 inches machine. So it should be in for the next last quarter or maybe the financial year end, this financial year end, we will go buy about 350 tons per month. This is the final capacity of this Nupur extrusion plant.
Okay, sir. So my next question is, sir, Sampla Zinc Inc. facility commissioning.
Sir, after stage holding, please.
Sir, Sampla Zinc Inc. facility ki commissioning ka expected timeline kya hai? इसकी टोटल कैपेसिटी कितनी होगी?
सो सर जो हमारी सांपला का प्लांट है ये ऑलरेडी लैंड परचेज हो चुकी है, इसके अंदर अभी कंस्ट्रक्शन चल रही है, फॉर द नेक्स्ट 2 to 3 months के अंदर ये मैन्युफैक्चरिंग के लिए रेडी हो जाएगा. सो वी आर कमिंग विद सांपला प्लांट बेस्ड इन नूपुर रिसाइकलर्स एंड इट्स कैपेसिटी फॉर this for zinc zinc ingot is about 200 metric ton per month and about 200 metric ton of aluminum production is ADC12, and mostly this plant is for the lithium extraction from the LFP batteries. So ye plant hum log jo laga rahe hain wo LFP battery recycling ke liye laga rahe hain.
हाँ सर, मेरा नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन सर उसी के ऊपर था सर. एलएफपी बैटरी रिसाइकलिंग अपॉर्चुनिटी को मैनेजमेंट किस तरीके से देख रहा है और नूपुर का इस बिजनेस में ग्रोथ स्ट्रेटेजी अगले 2-3 या 4 साल में कंपनी किस तरह से स्केल तक पहुंचने का टारगेट रखती है?
सो सर बहुत से लोग रिसाइकलिंग कर रहे हैं एलएफपी और एनएमसी बैटरी की, बट वी आर कमिंग विद द हाइड्रो एंड पायरो बोथ ऑफ रिसाइकलिंग. सो एलएफपी बैटरी के अंदर जो व्यू पॉइंट ऑफ मैनेजमेंट है वो तो ये है कि हम लोग आने वाले टाइम में जो हमने अभी 6000 मेट्रिक टन यानी कि 500 टन पर मंथ प्लांट लगाया है या लगा रहे हैं, इसको हम आने वाले टाइम में इंक्रीज भी कर सकते हैं. और इसके अंदर हमें अभी क्योंकि बहुत से लोग इसको एलएफपी बैटरी की रिसाइकलिंग नहीं कर रहे हैं, सो वी आर टेकिंग इट्स फर्स्ट मूवर एडवांटेज and maybe we will get a more profit from this business.
Okay, thank you sir, that's information.
Great, welcome.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Kaushal Sharma with Equinix Capital Venture Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, very good evening, am I audible?
Yes, Kaushal ji, welcome.
Yeah, so congratulations for good set of numbers, sir. Sir, मेरा जो question है आपका overall जो recycling segment है आपके, जैसे zinc हो गया, aluminium हो गया, stainless steel हो गया, और now आप lithium ion में जा रहे हैं, तो just want to understand कि इसके अंदर EBITDA margin per ton across the segment कितना रहता है?
Sir, if I say कि अगर मैं जो back to back trading करता हूँ Nupur Recycler में, it's about 2 to 3% of the purchase price, right?
Okay.
If we go to manufacture ADC 12, Zamak 3, Zamak 5, secondary zinc alloy ingot for zinc oxide and for other products, then again we are at 2 to 3%. And if we go for aluminium billets from scrap, one is the import of scrap, then sorting of scrap, then alloying of scrap, then making a billet, and then again from billet to extrude, it's again 2 to 3%. So we can say 7 to 10%. अगर हम 100 रुपए कमाएंगे, 100 रुपए का business बनाते हैं, तो 7 से 10 रुपए के आसपास हम लोग profit बनाते हैं.
अच्छा, in terms of tonnage terms, अगर आप बता सके कि zinc के अंदर, aluminium के अंदर और जो lithium ion का start कर रहे हैं, per ton basis पे कितना EBITDA बनता है? In absolute terms.
सर, लिथियम के लिए अभी कहना बड़ा मुश्किल है, बट इट्स अ मार्जिनेबल बिजनेस, अच्छा बिजनेस है, क्योंकि बहुत से लोग नहीं कर रहे हैं, फर्स्ट मूवर एडवांटेज है, बट स्टिल आई एम नॉट एबल टू कमेंट ऑन इट कि कितना मार्जिन आने वाला है, पर शुड बी अराउंड 10% मिनिमम आएगा उसके अंदर, बिकॉज इट्स वी कैन कैरी ए ईपीआर ऑल्सो इन इट.
एंड सर, ये जो हम एनएफपी का जो प्लांट लगा रहे हैं, कितने एकड़ लैंड के अंदर लगा रहे हैं और कितना कैपेक्स हम इस पे कर रहे हैं अभी, और जैसे आपने बोला 2 से 3 महीने में स्टार्ट भी होने वाला है, तो ओवरऑल कैपेक्स कितना कर रहे हैं अपने इस पे और कितना आगे एक्सपेंड करने का स्कोप है इस पर्टिकुलर लैंड पे जिसपे काम चल रहा है?
सर, ये कोई 5 एकर्स का लैंड है और इसके अंदर हम 135,000 स्क्वायर फीट एरिया, कवर्ड एरिया बना रहे हैं. इसके अंदर हम लोग अबाउट 50 to 70 करोड़ रुपीज हम लोग इसके अंदर लैंड, बिल्डिंग एंड प्लांट के अंदर इसके अंदर हम लोग स्पेंड कर रहे हैं.
और तो कितना एक्सपेंडेबल हो सकता है 6,000 से, जैसे अभी 6,000 का ही?
सर, अभी 6,000 का प्लांट है. वी आर ट्राइंग टू बाय अदर लैंड ऑल्सो नियर टू दिस, मे बी वी कैन गो अबाउट टू 10,000 टन तक भी जा सकते हैं, बट स्टिल हम लोग 6,000 टन पे काम करेंगे. आफ्टर 1 ईयर एंड 1.5 ईयर वी कैन, इफ द रिजल्ट्स आर गुड, देन वी कैन गो फॉर फर्दर.
एंड सर, आपकी बैलेंस शीट में कुछ लॉन्ग टर्म लाइबिलिटीज भी है 24 करोड़ की, तो उसका क्या प्रोसेस था लेने का, कैसे हम उसको रीपे करेंगे आगे?
लॉन्ग टर्म लाइबिलिटी फॉर 24 करोड़, इन विच कंपनी? इट्स अ कंसोल में और इट्स ऑन स्टैंड लोन?
इट इज इन कंसोलिडेटेड बैलेंस शीट. लॉन्ग टर्म बोरिंग इज अराउंड 24.14 करोड़.
दैट्स लॉन्ग टर्म बोरिंग. व्हेन वी इन्वेस्टेड, व्हेन वी कैप्चर्ड दिस कंपनी टाइकॉड ऑटोटेक इन 24 करोड़ रुपीज, on that time we took some loan from Tata Capital, I think that is the same.
So iska kya term hai sir, kab tak isko paisa dena hai aur kya vyaj rate pe liya hai humne ye?
Sorry,
ye kab tak repay karna hai aur kis vyaj rate pe liya hai humne wala paisa?
Sir, I think it's about 10% ke aas pas, 10% pe, and we have a long term about 5 to 6 years ka loan hai. Because we are owning as a Nupur Recycler 51%. So we don't want to put a large amount from the Nupur Recycler. That's why we took a loan from Tata Capital, I think.
And sir, apne recycling business mein sourcing is very critical. For aluminium ke andar to sabse zyada point of challenge aata hai apne ko hedge karne pe. To apne prices ko kaise hedge karte hain, whether it is zinc, aluminium or other?
Sir, we are in this business from the last 3 decades, right? So we have a good experience for importing the material from everywhere. Or the second thing is, we, in my past experience, we never hedge the US dollar, euro and pound, and never hedged on the LME. So we buy and sell, and we carry our stock in our yards. So always we only buy and sell.
एंड इन फ्यूचर भी हम एनर्जी रहेंगे अपने सारे एल्यूमिनियम जिंक एंड ऑल
यस बिकॉज वॉलेटाइल मार्केट एंड बिकॉज वी आर कैरिंग अ स्टॉक ऑल्सो सो वी ऑलवेज what we found in the past that if we do not hedge then we make a profits.
And sir, is pure business mein working capital kis tarike se move karti hai, like receivable, inventory and payable days, sustainable basis agar aap samjhana chahoge to.
So sir, mostly jo OEMs ke kaam hai unke andar to about because we are registered as a MSME, so everyone should have to pay us at 45 days, right? एंड स्टॉक्स में बहुत पैसा रहता है बिकॉज वेन वी यू आर प्रोड्यूसिंग द मेटेरियल एंड सेंडिंग टू देयर ओन सब्सिडरीज इम्पोर्टिंग एंड स्क्रैप सॉर्टिंग एंड मैन्युफैक्चरिंग अलाउइंग एंड एवरीथिंग सो बिजनेस के अंदर पैसा तो लगता है सर.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, sir, but Kaushal, please rejoin the queue for more questions.
One follow-up question on this working capital.
Please rejoin. We have a lot of participants, sir. Please rejoin. Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Darshil Javedi with Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for taking my question, sir. Firstly, congratulations on a great set of results, sir. सर अपने को ये जानना था कि ये क्वार्टर में हमारा रेवेन्यू ग्रोथ बहुत अच्छा हुआ है तो ये सस्टेनेबल अपन कर सकते हैं क्या, ये नंबर जो 80 करोड़ अपन ने किया है ये पूरे साल के लिए एवरी क्वार्टर ऑन क्वार्टर सस्टेनेबल है क्या सर?
यस यू आर वेरी मच राइट. ये क्वार्टर आया, नेक्स्ट क्वार्टर विल बी मोर इम्प्रूव एंड द ओवर नेक्स्ट क्वार्टर वी आर ट्राइंग टू इम्प्रूव मोर.
ओके सर, एवरी क्वार्टर देयर विल बी सम इम्प्रूवमेंट.
यस यस बिकॉज वी because of our all the facilities are running now very well. ये सब दो दो तीन तीन साल डेढ़ साल पुरानी फैसिलिटी है जिनको अब काम करने का मौका मिला है. सो प्लांट एंड मशीनरीज भी काफी हमने उसके अंदर इंस्टॉल करी है. सो वी आर ट्राइंग अवर बेस्ट टू यू नो टू डू मोर एंड मोर रिवेन्यू फ्रॉम द स्क्रैप ट्रेडिंग फ्रॉम द मैन्युफैक्चरिंग ऑफ इनवर्ट्स एंड अदर ओएमएस प्रोडक्ट्स एंड मशीनरी प्रोडक्ट्स.
ओके दैट्स रियली ग्रेट टू हियर सर. तो सर जस्ट वांटेड टू नो कि सर अभी ये साल और नेक्स्ट ईयर अपना रेवेन्यू और पैट आपको क्या लगता है क्या आ सकता है सर?
सर प्रोजेक्टेड है, मेरे को लगता है मैं नंबर्स ऐसे तो नहीं बता पाऊंगा पर
रेंज भी चलेगा सर कुछ आपको जो भी आप बता सकते.
सर स्टेटमेंट मेरे ख्याल से मैं एज ए प्रमोटर मैं नहीं दे पाऊंगा, मुझे ऐसा लगता है.
ओके okay.
और पर फिर भी आप ये मान के चले कि अगर कि 83 करोड़ का अभी टॉप लाइन आया है तो इसके मल्टीपल्स में इससे कम नहीं जाने वाला, इससे ज्यादा जाने वाला है.
ओके ओके नो नो दैट रियली ग्रेट टू यू नो सर. सर और ये पैट मार्जिन अभी आई थिंक हम लोग का आई थिंक बेस्ट आया है अपनी हिस्ट्री के अंदर. सो ये आई थिंक कोई वन ऑफ तो नहीं है राइट? लाइक अपना जो 10% रफली पैट अगर आ रहा है
एवरी बिजनेस व्हाट वी आर डूइंग इज अबाउट यू नो 7-10% है. तो पर एज आई टोल्ड अर्लियर ऑल्सो द अदर्स द दिस स्क्रैप बिजनेस ऑफ मेटल स्क्रैप बिजनेस इज अ वॉलेटाइल बिजनेस राइट. तो मे बी समटाइम्स लिटिल बिट कम हो सकता है पर definitely if we say the whole year is a good matlab hamesha acha hi jayega wo.
ओके फेयर एनफ. सर जस्ट लास्ट क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम माय एंड, अभी हम लोग को टोटल कितना कैपेसिटी के पीछे केपेक्स का खर्चा? आई थिंक लिथियम प्लांट है 50-70 करोड़ है, बट और कोई प्लान है ये दो साल में कैपेसिटी
वी आर लुकिंग मोर प्लांट. वट एवर द प्लांट कम फ्रॉम 50 crores to 150 crores. We are looking from the NCLT also. But on the same range, जो भी कंपनियां कोई रिसाइकलिंग में होंगी, we are looking to acquire some lead recycling unit also. So different sectors में हम लोग काम कर रहे हैं to expand more, not internationally but in India. तो मेक इन इंडिया के लिए जितना मैक्सिमम काम कर सकते होंगे हम लोग करेंगे.
ओके और सर इसका फंडिंग कैसे करेंगे? डेट लेने का प्लान रहेगा कि इंटरनल अक्रूवल या फंड रेज?
सर वी डोंट हैव एनी डेट ऑन नूपुर ग्रुप. कोई 5-10 करोड़ का होगा, तो छोटा मोटा 2-4 करोड़ का पता मतलब नहीं होगा, टेम्परेरी पर रहते नहीं है, वी हैव द फंड्स इन अवर सिस्टम। सो अगर कोई हमने कभी भी कोई अबाउट 100 करोड़ प्लस का अगर हमने कभी कुछ रेज किया, कुछ प्लांट किया, देन वी गो फॉर टू रेज अ मनी, अदरवाइज फ्रॉम अवर इंटरनल अक्रूवल एंड प्रॉफिट्स वी विल कैरी द सेम एंड यू नो एक्वायर फ्रॉम अवर अवर ओन फंड्स।
Okay, thank you. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Bhavika Singhvi with Nivash. Please go ahead.
Oh, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So, thank you for the opportunity, sir. So, I want to understand on the CAPEX which are planning on the battery recycling, that where we are expecting the procurement of the batteries, and after once we recycle all the components out of it, do we have any long-term tie-ups with our customers for the supply of those components? And also I want to understand that how we are planning to hedge ourselves against the prices going forward once the plant will be operational.
So your first question is from where we acquire the batteries, right?
Yeah, sourcing of the batteries.
Yeah, so as you know that we are in the business of import. So in overseas also there are a lot of stock is still for people want to sell for the lithium ion batteries, LFP batteries, okay? So this is the one point, because we are in the import business and we know each and everything for the import. And the second one is lot of the new companies coming to manufacture LFP batteries, like Tata, like Exide, like other batteries company. So if and they all, when they produce the batteries, it's about 10-15% is the rejection coming from the new batteries. Okay, so we can buy from them also, as well as we can buy from the source of import as well as of the local from the domestic market. So I think for this year, I think is 1,27,000 tons of batteries coming, and we are only installing only 6,000 tons of battery plant here.
Perfect. And on the supply, like on the client side, do we have any contract in hand to supply the once the battery is recycled, like how we expect to like say, sold the components which we get out of the recycled one?
So first we must know about what is coming from the recycling of the LFP battery, right? So the first point is the aluminium. It's about 10-12% is aluminium coming from the LFP battery after recycling. Okay. So it's used in our all, it's used in our extrusion plant, right? In-house okay. consumption. And for the second thing is the copper we extract. This one also we use for our EDC-12 manufacturing, as well as we can make a copper ingot and sell it in the market. Third one is the extract lithium. We can sell in the market for the manufacturer who are using lithium for industrial grade. It's not, we are not extracting the battery grade right now, but our team is working on it, and we sell these lithium to the manufacturer who are you know doing a industrial grade other items. Again, iron phosphate we extract from it, as well as we extract graphite. So we are exploring the market. Once the plant will start, then we can tie up the others from both the side, from the buyer side as well as from the sale side.
Got it, sir. And so the last one on the hedging side, as we know that we already have the aluminium extrusion plant. So want to understand that how we hedge ourselves against the raw material cost, because when we look at the market, the secondary aluminium is not a listed on any website. But there are other players in the industry which are not which are hesitating to enter into aluminium market because there is no hedging availability possible for them. So how we hedge ourselves against the fluctuation in the primary aluminium prices?
So we are not using more primary aluminium. We are using imported scrap like extrusion, like tin table, some of wire aluminium. So these items we are using, and a small 5 to 10% of the primary aluminium ingots, right? Still, again, we are not hedge anything. We always depend on our stock as well as of back-to-back buying or selling.
Okay. So how the prices of secondary aluminium is defined in the market, if you can explain me that, because
it's based on LME. It's based on London Metal Exchange, LME. Whatever the opening of closing of the LME and aluminium, so the in domestic market, the price is settled on the demand supply as well as of the LME indicates.
So there is a lag, or it's direct link to the aluminium prices, the primary one?
Sorry?
I'm asking that in the secondary, like as you said, that it will be defined by the prices of aluminium which is listed. I'm just asking that it's will it be a lag of a month or two, or it will be like a spot basis only? Like there is a direct link, or there is a lag?
It's always on the spot basis, because we are selling today. We never sell on 3 months basis or 2 months basis. We always sell and purchase on today pricing.
Okay, got it. Okay, yes. Thank you so much.
Great.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Radhika Dobalkar with Acum Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity, first of all. I wanted to ask that the inventory days had increased. Our inventory days increased during March 25, and then we were able to reduce it a bit in March 26. But do you have any plans on how to further reduce it? Have you thought about that?
Yes, sir. We are trying our best to reduce the inventory, but because we are gaining on this inventory importing. So sometimes what happened is the shipping time, if from Europe you say it's 20 days for the ship from Hamburg to Mundra, and sometimes it takes more time. So that's why we need 45 to 60 days of inventory in our system. So the plant should run, and we can supply our ingots, extrusions to our OEMs and our buyers. We are trying, because we also know that there is a huge cost involved in the inventories, as well as the risk is also, because we are not hedged anything. So we try our best to reduce. I think in last 2-3 months we reduced some inventory, but again, due to war, we have to again increase our inventory, and that's the reason for it.
Perfect. Thank you, sir.
Great.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Kapil Ahuja with Equinix Capital Venture Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Hi, sir. This is Kapil Ahuja. Congratulations for good results. I wanted to ask regarding this battery. Yeah, you will be taking black mass from outside also, or the black mass that you crush, the batteries that you crush will be sufficient for black mass, and then further processing into hydrometallurgy?
Yes, I think once we start our operation in unit in Saplah, so I think we have the sufficient black mass we produce from the LFP battery. If there is a requirement to buy from the domestic, we can definitely buy from the domestic market, but still there is no plan to buy from the domestic market of black mass. We only separate aluminum, copper, and black mass from the LFP battery, and then to use a hydrometallurgy, we can extract the lithium, iron phosphate, graphite, and other critical minerals from it.
Right. And is your plant fungible? Can you procure NMC batteries also, because the older vehicles
No,
NMC only?
NMC battery we don't require to explore more, because we don't want to sell this black mass. We want to be the full operation of the LFP battery. So we use that technology to extract lithium, iron phosphate, graphite,
Right.
copper.
Sir, what will be the capacity? What will be our capacity? I missed the capacity for hydrometallurgy.
So it's 6,000 tons per month. We will 500 tons per month capacity we installed, 6,000 tons per annum. But we can increase it also. It's a continuous process in the hydrometallurgy.
And the realization for one ton will be, sir, approximately?
So it depends on the prices of lithium. If you know about the last 2 years back, the lithium prices was about 7,500 rupees, 7,500 per kg, and the lowest was the 8 months back or 9 months back is about 700 rupees per kg. Now still we heard about is 2,300 rupees per kg is lithium prices. So it's all depend on the market situation. Sometimes battery is coming at 50 rupees, sometimes battery is coming of 150 rupees. So it's demand, supply, and the prices of aluminium, copper, and the other critical metals.
And sir, you just answered regarding the import of the batteries. As far as I know, the import is strictly restricted, but it's not banned, but it's strictly restricted because.
We as Nupur Recycler are planning to go to MOEF and the Central Pollution Control Board. So it's not restricted, but if you have the license to import, then you must import. There's no as such restriction for the importing of battery scrap.
Right, sir. And sir, my last question would be, in FY27, how much top line can we do approximately from the battery business after extracting the black mass?
So sir, we are sitting on the end of August. We have about 4 or 3, 7 months in this financial year, right? So I think the plant will start in 2 to 3 months, or maybe 3 to 4 months, because the construction is going on. So hopefully, I'm not saying too much, but maybe the last quarter it should be better, and we are trying our best to start the facility and the extraction of lithium and other products. But I'm not
Sir, my last question.
saying anything about the numbers on what we will do, because it's a starting phase.
Sir, my last question would be.
Okay, Kapil, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
In Delhi. Okay, no worries.
Sir, I'm sorry. Yeah. You may please rejoin. Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Shreyansh Jain with IIFL Capital Asset Management Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thank you for the opportunity. Just a follow-up question. You mentioned that we are not engaging into long-term contracts with any of our customers, right? Like we trade on daily basis according to LME price, am I right?
From the buyer side or from the seller side?
from our side, like if we are trading, if we are having any deal with anyone, so it is on spot basis and there is no long term contracts with any of our customers.
Of our customers. So if I say about the Tricord, so we are selling to Tata Motors, right? So we are selling about 43 single source for the Tata Motors Pune, small tempo of about 2 tons loading capacity. So we have a long-term contract with them. So for the every OEM, we have the long-term contracts from the selling side. But for the scrap trading and for the other products, we don't have any long-term contract because everyone is open to buy or sell. Because the market is volatile, so sometimes people want to buy, sometimes people do not want to buy.
And how much percentage it would be OEM sales as percentage of our revenue?
So it's about 22%, I think.
22%. Okay, thank you.
Great.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Chaitanya Satwe with Ingrid PCG. Please go ahead. Chetan, we are sorry, but we are not able to hear you properly. Be a little loud, please.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. Hi, good evening, sir.
Good evening. Yes, you are?
Yeah, so there are some questions. So, sir, आपका ये क्वार्टर में रेवेन्यू 50% से ज्यादा बढ़ा है और आपका एबिटा मार्जिन भी इम्प्रूव हुआ है, तो इस ग्रोथ का मेन रीजन क्या थे सर, और क्या आगे FY27 में भी यही ग्रोथ देखने मिलेगा क्या?
हाँ सर, डेफिनेटली मिलेगा. वी आर डूइंग अवर बेस्ट टू इंक्रीज अवर बिजनेस रेवेन्यू टॉप लाइन बॉटम लाइन. So the main reason is that we increased our capacity, and the second reason is the prices of the metal scrap as well as of the finished products increased by 10 to 25%. That is also one of the reasons that the top line and bottom line is increased from the past. And as well as we are forward integration from scrap to smelting, sorting, and billet making, as well as of extrusion, as well as of in Tricord, we have a large facility, a beautiful facility for VMC machine, CNC machine, as well as of die casting machine. So that's why every company is now growing.
Okay, sir. Okay, understood. So, sir, aapka Q1 FY27 mein gross margin 11.3% से बढ़कर 20.3% हो गया, तो इस ग्रोथ का मेन रीजन क्या था और क्या हमें आगे भी ये ग्रोथ देखने मिलेगा क्या मार्जिन में?
यस सर, ग्रोथ मिलेगी. मैंने बताया जैसे कि स्क्रैप मार्केट और मेटल स्क्रैप ऑलवेज वॉलेटाइल है. हम ये तो नहीं कहते, ये भी हो सकता है कि सर 10 से 25 भी हो सकती है, पर कभी ऐसा नहीं होगा कि 10 से वो 12 रह जाएगी. डेफिनेटली 10 से 18 हो सकती है, 20 नहीं होगी, और कभी परचेज भी हो सकती है. सो 1-2% का डाउन और 2-3% का हो सकता है, पर नेवर बी लाइक कि भाई आज 10 है तो 20 हो जाएगी, फिर वापस 10 हो जाएगी, ऐसा नहीं होगा, बिकॉज कंपनी रनिंग एट देयर फुल कैपेसिटी राइट नाउ.
ओके ओके, थैंक यू सर, उतना ही था.
ग्रेट ग्रेट ग्रेट.
थैंक यू. We take then a follow-up question from Shreyansh Jain with IIFL Capital. Please go ahead.
Sorry sir, I just missed a point in my question. Actually, hum jo OEM ko sale karte, which you told, which is 20% of our business roughly, so uska sir, how we manage the pricing? Because in case of large OEMs like Tata Motor or in logo pricing, kuch fix humme karna padta hoga. If we are in, for example, if we are in 3 month contract, तो हमें कुछ प्राइसिंग और फिक्स करनी पड़ेगी, बट वो 3 महीने में अगर प्राइसिंग इधर उधर एनीथिंग ऊपर या नीचे होता है, सो द डिफरेंशियल इज व्हाट वी वेयर, और इस केस में आप लोग कुछ उनसे पास थ्रू का अग्रीमेंट रखते हैं या व्हाट इज द कंडीशन देयर?
मेटल प्राइसेस जो अगर मैं बात करूँ अबाउट द एल्यूमिनियम, क्योंकि जो टाटा मोटर्स को पार्ट्स हमारे जाते हैं वो सब ADC-12 और ADC-6 के पार्ट्स जाते हैं जो अलॉय होते हैं एल्यूमिनियम के. तो टाटा मोटर्स के MM एक वेबसाइट है, उसके जो प्राइसेस आते हैं तो टाटा मोटर्स वो प्राइस पहले क्वार्टरली एवरेज करके देता था फ्रॉम द लास्ट 3 मंथ्स. अभी ड्यू टू ऑफ इंक्रीज ऑफ एल्यूमिनियम प्राइसेस अब टाटा मोटर्स एवरी मंथ के प्राइसेस अपने बताता है, उसी पे ही सारी कॉस्टिंग बनती है और उसके जो है बिल्स बाद में रेज हो जाते हैं. एक बार एक प्राइस पे माल जाता रहता है.
सो सर मतलब वो इन द स्टार्ट ऑफ द कॉन्ट्रैक्ट हम लोग एक प्राइस डिसाइड करते हैं जिस पे बिलिंग होती है, बट इफ इन दैट 1 मंथ हम लोग जो भी हमारा स्क्रैप और या हमारा रॉ मटेरियल ले रहे हैं उसका अगर प्राइस बढ़ जाता है तो वो हम बेयर करते हैं बिकॉज देयर इज नो हेजिंग मैकेनिज्म. एम आई राइट?
नहीं नहीं ऐसा होता है ना सर, जैसे मैं आपको बताता हूँ कि लास्ट पहले टाटा मोटर्स का प्राइस था ADC-12 का 220 रुपए, फिर उसके बाद हुआ 245, तो उसके बाद हुआ 310, फिर हुआ 328, फिर उसके बाद हो गया 372. लास्ट अभी हमने 372 के हिसाब से बिलिंग करी थी. अब आज की तारीख में वो प्राइस है कोई 317 रुपए के आसपास. सो उसी हिसाब से हम लोगों के पीछे से बाइंग और सेलिंग भी होती रहती है. तो टाटा मोटर्स के अभी जो है वो मंथली प्राइस उनके आते हैं, उसी हिसाब से उस पर मशीनिंग, उस पर कास्टिंग, उस पर इन्वेंट्री कॉस्ट, उस पर हमारा 8-10% का प्रॉफिट सब लग करके तब जो है उनको बिलिंग होती है.
अंडरस्टूड. ओके
ग्रेट,
थैंक यू. नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन कम्स फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ राधिका दोबलकर विद एक्यूएम कैपिटल. प्लीज गो अहेड.
थैंक यू अगेन फॉर द अपॉर्चुनिटी सर. आई वुड हैव वन मोर क्वेश्चन. सो माय क्वेश्चन वुड बी व्हाट आर द मेजर चैलेंजेस यू आर करेंटली फेसिंग अकॉर्डिंग टू यू ऑन द कंपनी लेवल, एंड हाउ डू यू प्लान टू ओवरकम देम इन द नेक्स्ट 2 इयर्स 3 इयर्स, लाइक इन द व्हाट वुड बी द टाइम फ्रेम इन विच यू वुड एक्सपेक्ट टू ओवरकम देम?
सो मैम, वी आर डूइंग अवर बिजनेस, तो ऐसे तो कोई डे टू डे के बिजनेस में जो नॉर्मल चैलेंजेस रहते हैं वी आर फेसिंग द ओनली दोज चैलेंजेस, बट एज ऑफ नाउ कुछ ऐसा चैलेंज नहीं आता है कि जिसके लिए हमें कोई कंपनी को सफर करना पड़े. बट डे टू डे के चैलेंजेस ये हैं बिजनेस के, नथिंग मोर. परचेज डाइवर्सिफाइड है, जियो पोलिटिकल इशूज जो होते हैं उसमें हम लोगों को पहले ऑलरेडी क्या है कि डिफरेंट डिफरेंट कंट्रीज से बाय करते हैं, तो कुछ ऐसा लगता है तो वहां से उस कंट्री से वी स्टॉप बाइंग और थोड़ा कम कर देते हैं, एंड वी ट्राई टू बाय फ्रॉम द अदर कंट्रीज.
ओके सर, गॉट इट. थैंक यू.
ग्रेट, थैंक यू.
थैंक यू. लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन, दैट वाज द लास्ट क्वेश्चन फॉर टुडे. आई नाउ हैंड द कॉन्फ्रेंस ओवर टू Mr. Rajesh Gupta from Nukur Recycler Limited for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
So thank you everyone for taking the time to join us on the call today and for your thoughtful questions. Should you have any further questions or need any additional clarifications, please feel free to reach out to our investor relations advisor at Adfactors PR. Thank you very much and have a nice evening everyone. Thank you.
Thank you sir.
Take care everyone. Bye.
Thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Nupur Recycler Limited and Adfactors PR, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.